Well, hi there, everyone. Welcome to Hamburg. We're here at Site Design Hotel in Hamburg, and today I'm introducing you to Scott Eddy, former investment banker, globetrotter, and now top 10 influencer in hospitality.
All the words. All the things.
Yeah, all that matters.
All that matters.
Hey,
right.
Welcome here in Hamburg. You've been here for a week already.
I have.
And, introduce yourself a little bit, just a little bit more background for our viewers.
So I was in investment banking for 10 years. And they sold the firm and I resigned. Mm-hmm. And I went on a trip to go visit a friend in Bangkok. And after 3 days, I loved it. I loved it and I called my mother.
I can imagine, I've never been there, but I mean, could imagine, yeah.
You know what did it for me is, it has nothing to do with the cost of living and cheap and things like that. People that always mention these things, and obviously the food is out of control.
Is it?
For me.
I love Asian food.
For me, it was the people.
Okay.
I mean, they are the warmest, kindest people in the world. And I was coming from an industry that's so toxic and so money driven. It was just nice to be around kind people all the time. And I ended up living there for 11 years. And I went there in January of 99. So a few years later, social media came out. And on a whim, it was not planned, I started the first digital agency in Asia.
Oh, cool.
And we were the biggest for 5 years, and all my clients were hotels. So that's where I learned the whole business of hospitality. Is it was sort of like on the job training. You know, it was when all the crazy hotels were entering Bali. It was when the Western casinos were entering Macau, Marina Bay Sands in Singapore, and then all the Thai islands were blowing up. So we were on the ground for all that, and we were the go-to agency for 5 years. Then it started to get saturated, and a lot of other big agencies started to have a presence. So I sold the agency, built up my personal brand, and now I still operate as a digital agency, but it's just virtual under my personal brand.
Yeah.
So when people look at the outside looking in, they see the big social media numbers, they just say, oh, you're an influencer. Well, yeah-ish. You know, I do influencer campaigns, and that's generally how I start working with brands.
Okay.
But then once I get to know the decision makers and the owners and whatnot, then we start doing bigger things like photo shoots and creating digital strategies and doing internal workshops and things like that, you know. So I work heavily with destinations, hotels, and cruise ships. And that's the core of my business. And as you know, I travel with my photographer.
That's right. Chris, I believe.
Chris, yeah.
We haven't met personally yet, but we exchanged.
It's going to happen. It's my goal for you guys to meet before the end of the year.
Okay.
So you already know I want to come back in the winter. So
that's right.
Hamburg blew me away. I was not expecting to have this much fun here. I was not expecting Hamburg to have such an awesome hotel. And let me tell you, if you guys have been watching my stories about this hotel, do you know this hotel is 22 years old? It feels like it was built last week. It is so modern, so forward-thinking, so all the things. It's incredible. And A, it has to be given to Gregor, who owns the hotel and owns the Seaside Collection. But also, it has to do with Alex, a very forward-thinking GM who's always thinking of storytelling and digital first, and he treats his employees like gold, which if you see
they are
any of my content, I always say that you treat your people like gold and it trickles down to the guests. So it has to come from the inside out. So
appreciate that. Yes, very, very nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's the truth. I mean, you know, if the top of the food chain is not a good person, or they're very egotistical, or not forward thinking, or not, you know, all the things, then your product is not going to be a good product.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, a lot of people always ask, what is your product? Well, our product is not our rooms. It's not sleeping. It's not eating. You know, yeah, we got a great steakhouse, but it's none of that. It's emotions.
A great steakhouse.
It's a great steakhouse.
I mean, you got to really pause when you say that. It is fantastic. It is one of the go-to restaurants in all of Hamburg. And I'm telling you, Meadery is out of control. The service, the beef, it's seriously amazing. And the first question I asked him was how vegetarian, pescatarian, and vegan friendly is the hotel, because let's face it, you have a top steakhouse, you're in Germany. It's not really something that rolls off the tongue here, being vegan. And the only reason I always ask is I eat everything, but my photographer's pescatarian. His wife, who travels with us quite often, we were just in Norway together.
She's vegan.
She's hardcore vegan.
Well, actually, today we've got some guests, some loyal guests staying with us, or they're arriving today with the entire family. So it's the five of them, Mark and Mia Voskerau. They're tattoo artists from Denmark. And they always come here, and maybe you can meet them still before they arrive.
Vegan?
So
vegetarian?
They're totally vegan.
Oh, wow.
The entire family is vegan, and we'll make it happen. Of course, we're not specialists on vegan and vegetarian, but we make things happen. And it's not just taking the meat away from the main dish. No, it's really individualizing the dishes for our guests. And, you know, we want everybody to feel good, feel at home here, have a good time. And like I was saying earlier, our product is not all that. It's emotions, letting emotions work. Giving out emotions and creating emotions. That's really what's at the center of our attention. And that's with my staff, with the team as well. I want to create emotions. And you joined us this Sunday on our staff summer party.
Yeah, it was fun.
You know, so that was, we had a good time.
Yeah, so. I mean, you got to invest in the staff. And I'm glad you brought up emotion, because I concentrate on cinematic storytelling with a heavy emphasis on ROI. You know, my thing is turning storytelling into ROI and really showing brands how to do that. Mm-hmm. And there has to be an emotional destination at the end of the story.
Yeah.
There has to be an end in sight when you're starting the story, when you're starting the project, whatever you're starting. Mm-hmm. Because these days, anybody could build a nice, bright, shiny, luxury hotel.
Absolutely.
Anybody could build a gorgeous cruise ship.
Absolutely.
If you don't have the right staff, if you don't have the right story about your
soul,
brand,
you know, the soul and emotion.
It's the epicenter.
Yep, absolutely.
It's
totally agree.
You know, it's hollow. It's soulless. And I feel
it's just a building.
I have stayed in, you know, some of the nicest hotels in the world, and I got news for you. If they don't have the right people, it's nothing. Mm. It's like staying at a Holiday Inn or a Best Western, you know, and nothing wrong with those brands, but it's, you know, a limited service product. And I say it all the time, a hotel is nothing more than a box. It's a box. What you fill it with, that is the important stuff.
You know, you were talking earlier, and when you started your agency, a lot of hotels came to see you, and that's how you got to know hospitality. And now you're, you know, on the oceans of the world a lot. You got into the cruise traveling, let's say, and creating experiences there as well, or being part of experiences. How did that come about, of you going on to all those cruise ships? And you've been on over 100 cruises, I believe.
So I just finished my 107th cruise, and it's funny you bring that up, because my next trip, I fly out tomorrow to France. I'm doing a river cruise in France with your owner's other company,
Riverside
Luxury Cruises, and who I've worked with before. I did the launch of their other ship,
the Mozart,
and now I'm doing the their new one called the Reval. And so I grew up in Fort Lauderdale, and I grew up cruising, so I know the type of travel
that's
very
well. That's the epicenter of cruising. Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, correct. So when I was growing up, Fort Lauderdale had the biggest port in the world, and it was the biggest for many years.
Yeah.
And then Miami took over because they built their big, bright, beautiful port. But it's always South Florida. So I grew up knowing that type of travel very, very well. But it really never took... I mean, now I'd say it's 70% of my business.
Okay.
Because I still do hotels and whatnot, but the thing that changed was post-pandemic is the least stressful type of travel. And here's what I mean by that. Travel, even though it's booming, travel's still broken on the back end. It's being held together by Band-Aids because staffing is still an issue. Airlines are atrocious post-pandemic. The rates are through the sky. The service is through the floor. The rates are just, they're so obscene right now, but you have no other option. you know, in airport staffing, I mean, I could go on and on. So
attitudes, you know, people with the wrong mindset.
Correct.
In hospitality.
Correct. So with cruising, you do have to fly your destination sometimes. Sometimes you could drive or whatnot.
Here in Hamburg, you can actually board.
Yeah, yeah. If you can find a cruise ship that leaves out of Hamburg, yeah. So, yeah, you have to fly to the cruise ship, but once you get there, it's completely stress-free. Mm. Even if one of the ports, because how I like to describe cruising is you unpack once and the countries come to you. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like an appetizer plate.
Yeah.
You sample a bunch of different countries or a bunch of different cities, mm-hmm. and then you figure out where you want to go spend some time in the future. Mm-hmm. But along the way, you get a really good experience because there's a lot of companies out there doing a good job.
Yeah.
So what I like about cruising is you unpack once, the countries come to you, and even if there's a problem with one of the ports, like there's bad weather or something goes on, you don't have to change anything logistically. The ship does everything. Mm. They find a new port. All you do is enjoy yourself and the information comes to you.
Yeah.
Versus a normal trip, you have to fly there. You have to worry about airport transfers. You have to worry about multiple hotels. You have to book your activities. You have to figure out where you're going to eat every day. I mean, everything
It's months of planning.
Correct.
You know, here it's one-stop shop, you know, with your travel agency. And you say like, okay, I want to do Mediterranean at this level.
Yeah,
with great food and great excursions and all that. And then they will take care of it. You book it and you're all set.
Correct. Yeah, it's just... It's booming right now, so I'm doing more business in that industry than anything. Mm. And I just finished a magnificent trip on Princess Cruises in Norway. I mean, it was just...
Yeah, I saw some content there. Go on to Scott's social media accounts, you know, if it's LinkedIn, but especially on Instagram.
Yeah.
Some unbelievable footage. A lot of drone footage. You did some drone footage here in Hamburg as well.
Yeah.
What were the biggest surprises here in Hamburg when you were flying Hamburg?
So I came to Hamburg because the Sea Trade was just here. Sea Trade is the largest cruise conference in the world. And the big one is in April in Miami every year, but Sea Trade Europe, which is the biggest cruise conference in Europe, was last week, and I flew in here to go to that. But I ended up staying because I connected with Alex a long time ago, and it was a chance for us just to hang out. I had a little bit of time before my France trip, and I just decided to stay instead of flying back to Florida and flying back. Which is what Chris
did. Good for the carbon footprint,
Which is what Chris did.
Well, not what Chris did. He should have just
stayed
with you.
He had to go home. He has a huge dog and
a lab as well.
So, I mean, listen, Hamburg just doesn't roll off the tongue as one of those places that I'm dying to go. Mm. So I've never...
It's internationally not known
destination. It's known, but it's not one of those like Rome or Venice or Santorini or Mykonos or, but man, everything blew me away. Mm. The beauty of the city blew me away. How many bridges there are.
Oh, more than Venice, London, and Amsterdam combined.
Put together.
Yeah.
Amazing. So
2,500 plus.
2,576. I just did the research and did a post about it the other day, but it just blew me away. Like, I kept flying my drone and I kept seeing all these bridges, and I've done a lot of stuff in Venice, and I remember flying over there, and it's like, Venice is not a big city. Mm. So I couldn't figure out. I said, does Hamburg possibly have more bridges than Venice? And I asked you and I started doing research, and it blew me away that it had that many bridges. And just because when you think of bridges, you think of Venice and then Amsterdam.
That's right, with the canals.
Yeah.
Amsterdam is a beautiful city, smaller than Hamburg.
It is.
Hamburg is the second largest city in Germany.
It's crazy. I mean, everything so far. The beauty of the city, how nice everybody is. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Great. So, What's your next trip going to be like? First to Marseille, then the Ravel. What's happening after that? Because you don't spend that much time in Miami.
No.
You're traveling probably 70, 80% of the time,
more
if not
that.
Even more.
More than that. I would say 90%. So I sold everything I owned 10 years ago.
Mm.
I just have clothes. You know, I just change it out in between trips.
Depends on the season where you're traveling to, you know.
Am I going to Santorini or am I going to Antarctica? You know, those are two different wardrobes.
Yeah, different suitcases.
Lots of different layers.
Yeah.
So I'll be in Florida for 8 days. And then I come back and I'm going to another conference, the MedCruise General Assembly in Burgas. So that'll be my first time in Bulgaria.
Okay. Oh, wow.
So I'm going for
that's
a week.
That's an up-and-coming country, I believe, for tourism.
It is. It's really, you know, I can't talk too much about it just because I don't know. But I'm going to go spend a week there, and I'm going to do the same thing I did here. The conference is only 3 days, but I'm spending the extra 4 days just wandering around and
That'll be nice.
Yeah. So it's good. So after that, I am flying back to Miami, but there's like 8 trips that are pending. I'm just not sure which ones are going to pop up first.
Gotcha.
I think and I hope I'm going to Gregor's other property in the Maldives.
Yeah, Maldives, Finolo Resort. Yeah.
Yeah, so
beautiful, beautiful property.
So as of now, I have those dates on a soft hold until we work out the details. But I'm traveling 90% of the time. I do between 30 to 35 trips a year.
Okay.
And I don't do short trips.
That's quite a few. Yeah, it's like at least a week or 10 days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. At least, you know, this trip to Norway was 10 days or 14 days. This trip in France is almost 2 weeks.
Mm.
You know, I don't believe in rushing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to take time with content. Just like today, it's rainy. But we had lots of sunny days, and this afternoon's going to be
beautiful weather.
Yeah, this afternoon's going to be nice, and then I fly out tomorrow morning, and we've done some nice stuff in the hotel. But I can't wait to come back with Chris because he will. This is like a kid in a candy shop, you know. Yeah. Like he's going
to
die.
He would love to be there this afternoon too, because we're going to do a lot of food shots. So that'll be fun in the kitchen and in the restaurant.
Yeah, it'll be a blast.
We'll have some fun there, and
it'll be a blast.
We'll try a few things.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
So. Well, thank you so much for spending the time with us for the last week. And
absolutely.
It's been a pleasure getting to know you personally now.
Yeah,
because we've
only
been connected digitally.
Friends forever now.
Friends forever, that's right. And we'll definitely see each other this year.
Absolutely.
And you'll bring Chris along.
100%.
So, all right?
All right, guys.
See you soon.
Later.